I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I'm getting there. I have a long way to go. I have such a long way to go.
Serena Williams is back, playing and winning early matches at Indian Wells in California.
It definitely felt better than the first round, but I mean, I'm still a little rusty. I'm still making errors that I don't normally make, but I call this a trial run. You know, I didn't, even with a baby, like a trial run with traveling with a baby and traveling, like all this is like just so new to me.
She took time off to give birth and missed the game.
I love competing. You know, I love going out there and doing what I think I do best. And I think that's what I missed most, was just competing.
Now that she's back in public, Serena has private goals to reach.
I have a lot of goals. I don't usually talk about them though. I definitely have some set and some targets in my mind that I want to reach, and they'll be fun. It'll be fun to reach those.
As for leaving her young daughter at home to go play tennis,
I'm doing much better today. Like, I left pretty early. I left like around 11, and it's 6 o'clock, and I haven't come close to tears today, so that's good.
Serb Novak Djokovic is back. He had elbow surgery following the Australian Open.
Just wanted to go out and see. I mean, I had no expectations. I was not even supposed to be here because of the surgery that was only 5-6 weeks ago. But I recovered very quickly and I got myself ready.
But Djokovic lost in his opening match and was amazed by his poor performance.
For me, it felt like first match I've ever played on the tour. Very weird. I mean, I just completely lost rhythm, everything.
So who was his opponent? Unheralded Taro Daniel of Japan, who was thrilled to get past one of the game's greats.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, Djokovic, I know, is like Djokovic I've seen on TV. And he never misses a ball, puts the ball wherever he wants. And today, obviously, he was missing a lot of balls. But, I mean, even then, you still have to beat him.
The 25-year-old Daniel, who was born in New York City, is playing in his third season on the ATP Tour and still has to introduce himself.
I guess I'm not, like, the most Japanese person there is who represents Japan. I mean, I guess together with Naomi Osaka, we're not, you know, we're not, like, too traditionally Japanese. But, I love to watch movies. I love Woody Allen stuff. I guess all of my stuff I like in movies and music is pretty old. It's hard to say out of the, tell people what I'm like, you know.
Needing no introduction is Swiss great Roger Federer, who beat Argentine Federico Delbonis. Federer dealt with a rare rain interruption, forcing him to play the same match at night than at day.
They play very different, you know. The nighttime is much more deader. The surface doesn't react so much. The ball doesn't travel so fast, even though I served my 5 aces yesterday and none today. So talking about faster, I just think there's more bounce to it. Yeah, it was been a long time since I've been interrupted at night and had to come back the next day.
Two remarkable women are putting to rest the idea that sports are for the young. 92-year-old soccer coach Maria Angelica Ramos is dwarfed by most of her players, but she has learned not to let age distract her from her goal of turning the youngsters on a junior squad in Lima, Peru, into full-fledged football players.
I've been here for more than 40 years, but when I lived in Barranco, I already had a team. I left that when I came here, so you can imagine how many years I've been in this sport.
With her brusque style, salty language, and emphasis on discipline, she has earned the affection of the young players, who call her La Vieja, or the old lady. Her coaching style has taken her club to many championships. She says she does not intend to stop.
I am going to keep going as long as God wants me to. I do not know, but I think I'm going to die in some soccer pitch. But I am going to keep going with this.
And there's is Virginia McLaurin, who recently celebrated her upcoming 109th birthday at a Washington, D.C. elementary school with members of the Harlem Globetrotters. She showed off her style just over 2 years ago when, at the tender age of 106, she danced with the Obamas at the White House.
I don't know of anything that made me feel so happy to be with the children and the Globetrotters. This is really joy to my heart.
This is the third year McLaurin and the athletes have visited with students for her birthday, which she celebrated on Monday.
This is a proper win for me now. I mean, Portugal was great. This time I was tied lead, and with the people that were coming up behind me, it was some real class players, and obviously it was my day today.
Matt Wallace of England is celebrating a playoff win at the Hero Indian Open at the Delhi Golf Club. He wanted to play his final round relaxed.
We're going to try and play like it's round one, not even worry about the leaders, just try and be the best score on the day. We just played flawless. We played great golf.
England's fan favorite Andrew Beef Johnston tied Wallace at 11 under par at the end of regulation play.
I feel good, man. I played really well today, like I did Friday. So I was happy that I managed to put a good score on the ball today and force a playoff.
Like Wallace, Johnston didn't have a specific target for his final round.
I didn't have a score. I just wanted to kind of see, because anything can happen out there.
Although he didn't win, Johnston is excited for the rest of the year ahead.
100%, yeah, I'm very happy the way I've played this year. Last year was a tough year. The start has been good, so I just got to keep pushing on and keep working hard.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.